Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley says the next pope will face challenges, bringing Catholics back to the Catholic Church and reaching out to young Catholics around the world. O'Malley, one of 14 cardinals from North America, will be one of the 117 cardinals in the College of Cardinals who are eligible to vote in the conclave that elects the next pope following the resignation of Benedict. WBUR's Monica Beatty-Meyerov reports.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley says when he heard Pope Benedict was resigning, he didn't believe it.
I must confess I was rather incredulous. I said, oh, that's, you know, one of these jokes that they play on people.
O'Malley says the news blindsided him. Now he's in a position he expects to only be in once in his lifetime, a voting member of the College of Cardinals and thus a candidate for Pope. He says he's excited and nervous about the chance to vote, but not about the possibility of being selected the next pontiff.
I haven't lost any sleep about it, and I have I have bought a round-trip ticket, so I'm counting on coming home. I don't think that it's anything that I would inspire to, or very few people. It's a very, very challenging position. It's a very lonely position. It's a very difficult task.
Cardinal O'Malley says the next pope needs to be a leader of deep faith, but also should have good communication skills, speak five or six languages, and have a passion for young people. He says the College of Cardinals has a large international representation, so it's possible a cardinal from Africa or South America could be elected.
I think it would be wonderful. It's certainly one consideration. And, you know, I grew up in a world where we thought that being Italian was a prerequisite. And then all of a sudden, we had a Polish pope.
But, he noted, the majority of cardinals are from Europe. The new pope, says O'Malley, could bring about changes. O'Malley says he doesn't think the church will ever allow female priests, but when asked about the possibility of married clergy, he left the door open.
Things that the church has very clearly said will never change, they will not change. Now, there are other things that could change, and a married clergy is obviously something that is within the realm of possibilities. I don't see that as being something that's going to happen in the near future or maybe ever at all.
What has affected the future of the church, says O'Malley, is Pope Benedict's choice to resign. O'Malley notes that Pope John Paul II stayed on, even though he was debilitated by Parkinson's disease.
The Holy Father making this decision now and saying that he's doing it because he doesn't feel able to fulfill all of the duties and obligations of the ministry, I think that will obviously have an effect on popes going forward.
The opening of the conclave could start as early as 6 days after the pope's resignation takes effect on February 28th. There are 209 cardinals in the College of Cardinals, but only 117 will be under 80 years old and eligible to cast a ballot when the voting begins. Election of the new pope requires a two-thirds majority of those voting members. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.